the Grey's Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
TNT, here you got something for me again.
We do, Jonas. Are taking away one of America's most used apps. They're taking that TikTok away
from OnlyFans app? Oh,
they need to take that shit away. Don't even get me started, Jonas. We could do a whole nother episode.
Did an OF girl do you wrong or something?
Bro, no. I just think it's not good for America. Anyway, they're taking TikTok away, which I also don't think is really like the best app out there for everybody. But you know what?
I've never downloaded it.
Yeah.
Because I know that I would use it all the time.
And see,
Reddit already sucks my time up enough.
Yeah, and it's like at least Reddit makes me read.
Yeah. So,
like I feel like I'm doing something other than just like staring at like, I don't know,
a minute long video.
Yeah, minute long videos for an hour and a half. It's just insane. Anyway, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, led by Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers,
she sounds like a Karen, don't she?
A Republican from Washington.
Doesn't that just sound like a Karen? Like she's just
Kathy
like,
McMorris Rogers.
Dude, I saw a video the other day where this lady was yelling at a guy because he had a Happy Meal outside of McDonald's. And she's like, you know how many kids? And he's like, what is your problem? I'm just going to eat a Happy Meal. She's like, I see what you're doing out here. And he's like, why don't you leave me alone? And she's like, why you got a Happy Meal with no kids? And I was like, what the hell is wrong with the... She's like, I'm Neighborhood Watch. We're watching you.
We're watching you, buddy.
Yeah, anyways. So, back to Karen McCarron right. In there.
There is a... They passed a bipartisan bill on Thursday. That was this... what day was that, Jonas?
Not long ago. A couple days ago.
Anyway, that could force ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to sell the video sharing platform or face a ban in the United States.
That sounds very Cold War-ish.
Now, if the bill's passed, Jonas, they have... What do you mean it sounds Cold War-ish?
Cold War-ish. They're like, they're playing China's hand without doing anything. Like, they're just making a law that, like, they're like, oh, you have a successful business that Americans are using? Well, sell it, or we're not going to let our Americans use it anymore.
Yeah, now, I believe that the whole problem that they had was that they were gathering information, and they felt like the types of videos that are being skewed towards Americans, they were using a different algorithm than what they were necessarily using in China. Like, if you were to look at the average teenage American's TikTok, you're going to see videos about dancing and videos of people doing pranks and just like everybody just trying to become like a YouTube streamer or a Twitch streamer or something of that nature. Whereas if you looked at a Chinese child's TikTok, you're gonna see stuff about like patriotism or about getting education or educational materials, and it seems very skewed. So that was the whole
trying to make Americans dumber and keep their own people more homelandy, or they're trying to breed misinformation about like the election and COVID and yada yada yada. And
so the best wars, Jonas, are won without ever firing a bullet. After wars are fought, you see a lot of these countries, a lot of the people that reside in them, they go through like drug addiction.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the misinformation that has been spread so far is even having a lot of effect on American life as it is now. But essentially, that's why they wanted to get rid of TikTok, is because of that. But if this bill passed, and it has not passed yet, Jonas, you were telling me that they have what, like... They have to
sell like 5 months, I think. Like they have to. It said. It says. Let's see here. It says they have 5 months if it's approved to or the app stores will ban it. And it says it also goes to be any other app that's like controlled by foreign adversaries like Russia, China, Iran, or North Korea.
Yeah, I actually think that's probably a good idea. Well,
that's what, like, dude, like all the time, it's really interesting. Like, say, like all those games you see mobile ads for. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, like, the one where you're running down a thing and you have to, like, times two your guys, minus three, you're picking up a machine gun and all the hordes are coming at you and stuff.
If you eat cake, the girl gets fat. If you eat the salad, she gets skinny.
Yeah, whatever. Like, if you ever go to, like, the App Store and look at those games, it'll be, like, 10 million downloads. And then, all the reviews are really weird and, like, I feel like those are just, like, Russian or Chinese companies, Russian just, like...
mind bots?
Just just
spyware.
Just tracking.
Yeah.
Because, like, you agreed all the, like, some of those cell phone games have so much, they have so much access to your phone. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, you're playing a funny game, but they're just data tracking you. Like,
and that's kind of what TikTok is. And if they can, and not only are they getting that information, but they're finding out what you like, and they're finding out all the bad
your political affiliations, your, yeah, what wormholes you go
down.
And
if you like candy, they're going to keep feeding you candy, you know? Keep
it tastes just like candy.
So on TikTok, TikTok has actually had some official posts where they're saying is that the American government is trying to take away hundreds of millions of Americans' freedom to free speech by banning TikTok.
Oh, that's what TikTok's saying?
That's
well,
their
of course
spin
China's
on it.
Doing that. The most non-democratic country in the world.
I know,
talking about
right?
pulling away people. They block their internet and shit.
That right there tells you that they know how to game us a little bit. They know how to riz us up, man.
Oh, they do.
They're spitting riz at us, and that's perfectly fine. They want us to bite the bullet, but
well, they want to cause an uproar here, so we like. But here's the other part, man. Unless they can prove it's a national security threat, they should not ban it.
I think that for it to get to this point, they have to have...
Well, they already let government officials not put it on their cell phones.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, there's a reason for that.
Exactly. I know is that we all have this idea that they're out of touch, and in a lot of ways, that is very true. But I feel like if there's a reason that they're feeling that they need to ban it, there might be a reason for it. I don't know. I'm not a TikTok addict, so it's hard for me to talk. I know other people are just like, put that shit in my veins. I need my talk tonight. I need a cigarette. I need a talk. And I need
a cigarette and a talk. I'm not even going to be fulfilled.
Right? So I don't know, man. I hope we can come to a consensus. Maybe ByteDance will sell.
I mean, Biden said he'd sign it. If it passed.
Bipartisan, man. Both sides want this.
If you get both sides to agree on anything.
Did you see where they had where they were asking the guy what type of Chinese is he or some stuff? I don't remember, Jonas. Oh my god, dude.
What the hell?
Oh,
who was asking him?
I think they have. I can't remember, man. See, it's bad when I bring stuff up.
When you bring up something racist and don't have
it
a background
wasn't
behind it. Yeah,
it sounded bad too, right?
It really
no,
did.
No, it was when what do you call it? The House of Representatives.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were talking to one of the. I think it was one of the guys who was the head of ByteDance, and they had him come, and they were talking to him, and he was like, "I'm Korean," and they were like. What part of China are you from? He's like, I'm from Korea. He's like, and where is that in China? I don't know. So, I mean, I was just trying to lend to the fact that they're out of touch.
Oh, everybody they, in the government's out of touch.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that this country is being led by people who are in that cohort, man.
They don't even know what the hell's happening.
Yeah, like, I feel like you should be, like, age 30 to 45, maybe 50, and then you got to get your ass out of the government.
Oh, yeah.
See, I can see 30 because you've already had your 20s, and by the time you hit 30, you're mature, all right? You run the country aged by then, at least mentally.
No, I think I agree with you, but I think it should be like you can't be older than what retirement age is. So like 65. Even at that, you're at the top end. But like at that,
I said 50. I said 50. So.
Yeah, people are still irrational when they're that young, though. Yeah. But regardless, being 75, 80 years old, trying to like make laws for a country that like you don't even know what the hell the average person's doing. Like you and all your friends go to bed at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Like you don't know what anybody's doing at night.
I think 30 to 50, that 20-year sweet spot where you're like, that's your peak maturity.
40 to 60, I think, is what you mean.
40?
30
oh,
year
no,
olds
I, mean, I meant I meant 30 to 50.
You know, that's what you said. I said 40 to 60 because 30, man, people is dumb.
30? At 30, you should have your shits together a little bit.
Yeah, but to run a goddamn the most powerful country in the world?
Yeah. How old do you have to be president right now? Is it 35?
35, I think, yeah.
35?
Yeah. Ain't no one ever been that close. JFK.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
And what happened to him?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're telling me that
the only young person to ever be in president.
They shooting the younglings out here?
Let me look up real quick. Youngest presidents ever. Let me check.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly didn't see a problem with 30, but I mean, look, 35 is kind of nuts that's the number that they went with. I wonder if there's something behind that. Did they just think that, like, you were too crazy under the age of 35? So maybe 35 to 55, if we stick to tradition, I guess, would be a pretty good. 35 to 55, I could see. I still feel like that 20-year sweet spot, and then you got to get the hell up out of here, though. After 55, you got to leave, all right? We don't need any more 70, 80-year-olds trying to run the country. Your geritol's kicking in. You can't climb steps. You can't.
Geritol. Like, if people are questioning your
Nah, that's cap, too.
All right, so, man. Okay, hold on. I'll do the cap. Top.
That's cap, too. I don't buy the fact that, like, all of this mental health bullshit that they're trying to push on both presidents, man. It's like, yeah, you speak enough, man. You're going to have some times where you F up your words.
Yeah.
Believe me and Jonas, we speak on a podcast all the time. We F up words all the time.
Constantly, and I'm old.
Right? You got what you're looking for there?
Yeah, Obama was 47.
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant was 46.
Okay.
Clinton was 46.
Okay.
John F. Kennedy was 43.
Okay.
Theodore Roosevelt was 42.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Three-door
Roosevelt.
The 10, Theodore Roosevelt. So Teddy meant. Roosevelt, Kennedy, Clinton, Grant, Obama.
Yeah, what you were said.
But if you look at that, Clinton had the scandal. He was in there just slamming it.
What does that mean? He was 40, man. What can you say? You're too young at 40 where you're just like, oh my God, I'm 40. I gotta start fucking everything. Bro, you gotta hear yourself out, man. Look, we gonna fuck regardless, all right? We're guides. You give us a position of power where we get some groupies. Yeah, guess what? I'm effing my group. I'm gonna tell you right now. TNT for president 2024. You vote for me, I'm guaranteed to F you.
Wow.
All right? That's what I'm saying. I'm putting it out there.
That's a lot of slanging.
I'm guaranteed to F you.
Jesus Christ.
What? All guaranteed.
Right. All right.
Like it or not, TNT Dynamite like 2024.
That. All right. Well, that's all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
Oh, yeah.